It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is set up to release four different reports on Friday morning, and all of them will have a little bit of an impact as far as the commodities are concerned. The biggest one, of course, being the 24 final crop production estimate. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about some of these reports.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA is prepared to release their 2024 final crop production estimate. Of course, this report will be out on Friday morning, and it'll be USDA's first last look at what they're going to put production at for 2024. And right now, the average trade estimate for corn production is falling in at 15.095 billion bushels. That's down from the previous months of 15.143. What we're looking at is a little bit smaller yield, as yield for corn is estimated at 182.7, down from the 183.1 we saw last month. And harvested acres are expected to decline to 82.64 million versus the 82.71 million that we saw in the last month. So overall, it looks like production for corn could see a little bit of a decline. For soybeans, production is estimated at 4.453 billion. That's down from the 4.46 we saw last month. Yield is expected to come in at 51.6 bushels. That's down just a little bit from last month's 51.7. And harvested acres are expected to increase a little bit to 86.3 versus 82.27 last month. And all this will be, you know, we're looking for the report to be a little bit friendly to the corn side, a little bit bearish to the soybean side. And really what it comes down to is where the stocks are going to fall into play. Right now, corn stocks are estimated to come in at 1.675 billion bushels. That's down from the 1.7 that we saw last month. Soybean stocks are also expected to see a decrease, mainly because of an increase in demand, to 457 million bushels, down from 470 from last month. And wheat stocks are expected to increase just a little bit to 799 million bushels versus the 795 last month, mainly due to probably a decrease in exports. Overall, this report will give the market some direction. It's looking like it should be neutral to friendly as far as the wheat is concerned, neutral to friendly to corn, but maybe a little bit negative on the soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.